So for those of you looking at the calendar, and those of you who have such a netiyah in your neshama, so we are at the end of the period of Shovvin. If it was a leap year, it would be Shovvin Tat, but it's a non-leap year, so at the period of the end between Shmos and Mishpatim, right? Ve'ela Shmos, Ve'ela Mishpatim, the beginning and the end of the period, dealing with working on one's midos and purity and thought and what they read, what they see. A period that was discussed in the earliest of the Rishonim, the Sifrim in Hagen, Rav Isaac of Turnau, and other Rishonim, it's Rabbi the Magen Avram as well. And certainly in the period of the early Hasidim, they picked it up. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov made the period of Shovavim an important aspect of their Avodas Hashem to take certain minhagim, certain aspects of purity and tahara and working on their own midos very seriously, and we're coming to the end of that period. So I heard a beautiful vort from Rav Aaron Tausig. Rav Aaron Tausig is the Mashkiach in the Alexandria Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the following question: how come, if you go through all the parshios, Shmos, Vayirabo, and all the parshios leading out of Galus Mitzrayim into Matan Torah, the first four parshios of Shovim have absolutely nothing to do with Torah? There's no mention of Torah at all whatsoever. There's no Kabbalah Satara. Only when it comes to the end of the period of Shovim, the period of this time of purity, where you would think that it would be about Torah and discussion of Torah. How come only at the very end there's Kabbalah Satara and Parshas Yisro, and there's 53 mitzvos, Osios Gan, 53 in this week's Parshas Mishpatim? Only then do we talk about Torah and learning Torah and mitzvos and learning about mitzvahs. But the whole part of Shovim seems to be devoid of any aspect of Talmud Torah or any serious mention of learning within the parshas itself. In fact, look at the end of this week's parsha. Alei alei ahara, go up to the mountain of Yasham, be there, ve'etzne lechas luchos ha'evan, v'atorah v'hamitzvah. The last hurrah of Shovim, of the Kriyas HaTorah, is I'm going to give you the Torah, there should be more Levit HaTorah. What are we waiting for the end for? So he brings a story from the Shin of Arav. The Shin of Arav once was visiting his uncle, Rav Avigdor of Dulka, who was the brother of the sons of Rav. And he asked him, and he asked his uncle for advice regarding how to be successful against the Yetzer Hara. Where do we find advice? How can you help me work on what I read, what I see, what I listen to? How can I overcome the Yetzer Hara and my desires for certain types of things? So his uncle told him the following thing. He said, Yecheskelav, he says, believe me, I've tried every single siguf and type of gullus, and I rolled around in the snow in a mikvah, and I put myself in gullus, walking around different parts of the country. No one knew who I was to work on my humility. I wore the same clothing for half a year. I did everything I could, spending countless nights awake, all different types of things, fasting from Shabbos to Shabbos. And all these things, he said, were meaningless against one thing. These were all things I did to make myself more in tune with the Yetzer HaTov, to avoid the Yetzer Hara, to work on my midos and my humility. But at the end of the day, he said, the best thing I did for my neshama was learning a blat gemara and tosos. There was nothing better for me in my own avodas Hashem, my improvement of my midos and my mind and my personality, than learning a little bit of Torah. Sitting with a sefer and learning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the best thing I could do for my neshama. The main thing is serious Talmud Torah. The most effective thing for a person's growth and any other method of avodas Hashem is sitting and opening up a book and speaking words of Divrei Torah. Nothing could be better for a person's neshama. And therefore, says Rav Tausig as follows. The answer is clear. Shmos, Vayirabo, Bishalach, all about gullus and difficulties and going into the deserts and all the different sorrows that a person could go through to try to work on himself. That's the theme of these parshios, gullus and getting out of gullus. And a person may think, maybe the best thing you could do during Shovim is to fast or to sleep less or to work on all different types of things to push one's body and one's mind as far as they could. And therefore the Torah says, the answer at the end of the day, more than Sifrei Musar, more than taking away our pleasures from this world, the best thing to do for a person's fight against the Yetzer Hara is to learn Torah. And the last message Klal Yisrael receive as they leave the period of Shovim is Kabbalah Satorah, Mitzvos of learning Torah. That's the last hurrah. That's the last message we're sent out with from this period. The most important thing is a Blat Gemara, picking up a Sefer, learning halacha, whatever it may be. That's the best thing a person could do for their neshama to come out of this period feeling good about themselves. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Shabbos say that after the Torah was given, the zuhama, the impurity, the tumah left Klal Yisrael completely. Because after receiving the Torah, after being exposed to serious, in-depth, intellectual study and pursuit with their heart and lev and nefesh of Torah, that leaves a person with purity and puts them on a higher level. More than anything else a person could do for themselves. The Chafetz Chaim, in the Shmiras HaLashon and Shar HaTorah in Perek Aleph, cites the Sifrei in Parshas Ekev. The Sifrei says, Yafutsu Mayinasecha Chutsu, that the wellsprings of Torah will go outward. Nimshlu Divrei Torah L'mayim, Torah is compared to water. Ma Mayim Chaim L'olam, just like water is there forever, Af Divrei Torah Chaim L'olam, so too Torah will take you forever. And he quotes a Pasuk, just like water can remove the impurities from someone who is impure, so too learning Torah can take a person from a path that is bad to a path that is good. Torah can direct the person, guide them in the proper way, where they might have not been doing, thinking, reading, looking at the proper things beforehand. Just like water is free, so to activate Torah chinam l'olam. It's free. Just pick up a sefer, and it's free. It's free help from Hashem. It costs absolutely nothing. You don't need to go see anyone. You don't need any special programs. You don't need any special tapes or anything to listen to online. Torah is free, and it's help there for us all the time. Not putting down any other form of psychological help or benefits people need from other things. Not downplaying, you know, going to see medical advice and things like that. But at the end of the day, the best thing you can do with the help of other things is learning Torah. I want to end with an amazing piece from Rav Zhulti. Rav Bezalel Zhulti was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And he quotes that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos is based on the Sifrei that we just read. And he quotes the Rambam. And then he writes in the most beautiful fashion as follows. Hari mevor shelatahar mitumas hanefashos tzarech adam lahavias nafsho bimei hadas. If a person wants to purify himself and his neshama, you need to purify your intellect as well. Umei hadas heim divrei Torah. What is the water of intellect? That's the water of the Torah. Kedetanya b'sifrei. She divrei Torah ma'alim es ha'adam yitum alatari v'torah kol Torah. Gam hilchos ha'deos. It also means the laws of deos, of working on one's neshama. V'hilchos ha'muna b'tachon, of faith. V'torah ha'midos, working on one's midos. Shehakol Torahi. All of these things are considered Torah. V'hamevi es nafsho b'mei hadas ha'torah. When he brings his neshama into the purifying waters of Torah, kolomar shelimut haTorah mitaras hanefesh, that learning Torah purifies the soul, kmo mikveh shemitaras haguf. It's like a mikveh that purifies the body. Ukeshem shebetfilah b'mikveh chatzitza kolshi. Just like when you go into a mikveh, if there's any separation between the waters and the body, the shar echas bechutz the mikveh, sear echas, one hair is outside of the mikveh, lo also lo tefilah, this emission, the immersion in the mikveh is no good. Kach betefilah b'mei hadas, so too when it comes to Torah. Tzarech ha'adam lahavias kol nashu b'mei hadas. You need to put your all in when it comes to learning Torah. V'shelo yechatzitza kol shehu b'einu l'bein mei hadas. There should be no separation between you and the waters of the Torah. Alokulo shakua b'mei hadas. You need to be immersed in the waters of the Torah. Ba'azitar mitumas nefashos. And that will help out a person's neshama. So no matter what the person did, whether he saw something he shouldn't have seen, he ate something he shouldn't have eaten, he listened to something, read something, said something he shouldn't have done before, Torah is the mikvah to purify us. And just to end with two very powerful lines he ends with. V'zeh ka'amur, shelimut ha'torahi hadarga ha'yona shel tshuva. Learning Torah, he says, is the highest level of tshuva. V'hi tshuva me'ahava, because this is the tshuva of love. She'edezeh netahar legamre mikol tumah. Because this can remove all types of tumah. Sherei zedonos nasos lo kesuchuyos. And it will turn averus that were done on purpose into merits for a person and only help him out. Torah is the best mikvah. Torah is the message at the end of Shovim. And Torah is the best thing we can do for ourselves and our neshamos.